This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2015 in Lakeland, Florida. We're with Jacques Baltanin. He is the team lead for the Breitling Jet team. Welcome to the United States, Jacques.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here.
Bit of an ordeal to get here, though. The process to get, I guess you go with eight L-39s to Lakeland, Florida, took a couple of months. Tell us how all that went.
In fact, we took nine jets here, and yes, it's a long time process because we had to ship the aircraft here. So it means dismantling them in Europe, shipping them, after that clear customs, reassemble, get the flight permissions. So it took about 4 or 5 months to do that, but it took much longer to organize.
Okay, now that you're here, how many stops on your tour, and where will people be able to see it?
The tour 2015 is about 20 stops. The next leg will be in Manassas, in Washington, D.C. Then it's going to be Jones Beach, and after that, Rhode Island and Dayton. And we're going to be in many, many places, East Coast, West Coast, even Canada. We're going to be in Toronto and Abbotsford. So, yeah, that's a fantastic way to discover the country.
Now, this is a two-year tour. You're going to be here next year as well, right?
Yes, we had been so successful about the invitation we received that we decided to stay for two seasons. The jets will come back here in Lakeland for the winter maintenance, and after that we're going to start again the season next year here in Lakeland at Sun and Fun, and we're booking the shows next fall for the next season.
Tell us about your routine. Sort of reminds me of the Snowbirds.
That's what I hear. I never saw the Snowbirds flying, so for me it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. I think the performance of the HEL-39 is quite comparable to the one of the tutor of the Snowbirds, and it's a seven-ship display team, so the Snowbirds are nine. We try to do some various variations on the formations, on the angles to put the maneuvers. So we try to bring something different that what is existing in the U.S. Traditional air show and jet team displays. So I hope the spectators will enjoy that.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2015 in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.